Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of the Optimism Show. Today we have Smoke and Ryan from thecreators.com. It's a pleasure having you here today.
Hey GM, how you doing? Thanks for having us.
GM, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. Like, how about yourself? How are things going?
We're right now, our top priority is ClankerCon, which is like the top official metaverse convention for creators and builders on Base and the Clanker ecosystem as well. So I feel like it's kind of the best of both worlds right now. We're progressing really well on that. We actually just started opening up our open builder initiative where we're going to be building in public every week starting this week. So Smoke and I just kind of like we're talking about this initiative, and maybe Smoke, I'll let you kind of introduce yourself and get into that initiative as well.
Absolutely. I am Smoke. I'm CEO of Own the Doge. We're the project that holds the Doge IP through the token DOG, which is our governance token that helps to run our DAO. We also recently launched a token called Kokoro on Base, which is in honor of the new dog that Etsuko, owner of Doge, has adopted. And that's another official IP token as well. I'm a co-founder of The Creators, very bullish on what's being built here and super excited for ClankerCon and everything that we plan to achieve with that and the other ventures that we're involved in together.
Yeah, and so I'm really excited to actually hear more about the creators as well, because as a creator myself, like, you're working on some things that can really shift the industry and change how things are done. So I'm really excited to hear, like, what are you aiming for, like, in the coming weeks or coming months to really accomplish with the creators? I know Ryan mentioned some things previously, but would love to hear from both of you of how you're really shaping the on-chain creator ecosystem and where you see that going.
Yeah. I mean, from my perspective, I think we're bringing powerhouse companies together that have the ethos of like a do only good every day, or kind of a positive ethos that's not directly price-based, but more so about building and culture. And then we're bringing creators from across the world. We're bringing artists, musicians, developers, a lot like you see on Farcaster. You see a huge, plentiful group of developers there. We're kind of working together with some of these major partners and teams, including the Base team, including activations involving Farcaster, Coinbase Wallet, and many others, and thinking about how can we create open source tools for these different entities and for these different creators to be able to get out there and do what they do best, rather than worrying about how do I develop this or how am I going to get my work seen. We want to make that process seamless. And at the same time, we want to educate people about crypto, about IP, about all the amazing things that are being built. We want to do metaverse the right way. We've seen different iterations of metaverse over the years, and we have some experts in the field on our team and early adopters. But we see that there's a lack of kind of consistency and innovation in that realm over the last couple of years. So we're picking the ball back up again. We have a lot of talented people on the team. Ryan, for example, who's really the founder here, he's ex-GameStop. He worked with GameStop NFT and blockchain when that was around. So there's a lot of experience that comes to the table with the larger team and the decentralized movement that we're building here. And we're just really excited to kind of get these tools into the hands of creators. And we really love Base. So that's a main focus of ours, is to kind of keep everything in that Base realm.
But one thing I have to comment on over there, and thank you for this quick rundown, is I find it really fascinating to compare the size of the creators and how many people are actually involved, and how you're coordinating that as well, how efficiently you're coordinating, because a lot of projects have very, very big problems when it comes to coordination and to aligning the incentives, and how you're doing it seems it's working quite well.
That is something that I believe we are getting inspired from Base and Ethereum and the core values of open source, because where this entire project is coming from is that the centralized platforms have not been doing creators a good service. Like, if it's a centralized platform that is closed source, where the builders are not able to help the creators and work together in an ecosystem that they support each other, then it's not going to be sustainable over the long term. And I think that's what you're seeing with Ethereum and with Base. You're seeing a collective of groups that are coming together to make various different Lego blocks that are building, you know, the next world economy. We've already gotten to the point where we have a very good stable foundation with Base, you know, rightly so, considering its name. And I feel like the next point from here is bringing in the creative force, the storytelling, the narrative, the characters, the attractions, the events that really bring people in on a massive scale. And up to date, there's never been a platform or solution or collective of solutions that is ready to handle that influx. But that's being built. That's something that's being built, and we're actively building that. And that's what we see as being a vital thing, is that all of what we're building needs to be open source. It needs to have the ability for anyone to jump in. From there, it can become much larger than any one centralized entity would ever be able to handle. And that's kind of like the ethos of the Creators Collective and how we're handling our own collective as well. We are not just one organization. We are a super team of organizations that each have their own teams, each have their own products, their own goals, their own, you know, visions. But all of those goals and visions kind of align together under the banner of moving the creator economy forward. So we talk about it behind the scenes as we're kind of like the Voltron coming together with the various different arms and legs and body parts to form a giant robot that's going to be autonomous and able to kind of, you know, move mountains, you know. And it's really just an open collective of any builders who are building tools for creators are now going to be able to be part of the official creator hub, just like how there's a builder hub for, you know, anybody who wants to come and build on Base at base.org/builders. All of those tools for builders are there, and that hub will continue growing. We're now working on the creator hub, which is for the creators of the world, the artists, the musicians, all the different creative industries. We've got a department or a head of that industry within the Creators Collective that is focused on creating those inroads, you know. And Smoke is here to represent kind of the IP industry. You know, she represents Own the Doge, which has the ownership and the provenance and the responsibility over one of the largest, if not the largest, IPs and memes in the world, which is Doge. And I'll let her talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's a big responsibility, but the cool thing is I'm not alone by any stretch. We have a DAO, and we have since 2021. So that's the really cool thing about our project is, and kind of some lore or backstory, is that we were started by a project called PleaserDAO. And through that project, PleaserDAO is really how Ryan and I actually met, because we were doing this. They had this awesome auction house that they were running that was called Pleaser House. And we had an episode that was based on Doge. And that's actually where Ryan and I connected for the first time, which is awesome. And ever since then, we've just become, he's one, you know, we're best friends. You know, he's one of my best friends. And we just kind of realized that we had a lot of similar thoughts and ambitions in the creator realm in general. The actual website, thecreators.com, Ryan had acquired in 2012. So this has been like a Back to the Future moment where, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Even in the case of PleaserDAO, as an example, as a North Star or a good example of a DAO of DAOs, that's kind of what Pleaser has been in many ways. They've had a lot of different independent super group, super team projects that came together in this DAO. And I feel like this is kind of a hybrid version with the creators of that as well. But yeah, as far as Doge, it is. It's a big responsibility for us, but it's a fun one because the Doge meme brings a lot of happiness to people. It's not polarizing. It's very good with crossing the barriers of language and country and culture in that regard, because I think it's just, it's a happy dog. Well, you know, dogs are well loved across the world and just has become this cultural phenomenon that we have the honor of being able to steward and represent. And also the tie to Otsuko and the tie to the creator, the ultimate creator of the reality that Doge was saved by Otsuko, the photograph that was taken, the fact that she had helped directly from the Ethereum Foundation to mint a series of these NFTs on Zora in 2012. We were lucky enough to acquire it through crowdsourcing through PleaserDAO. And now the fact that it takes a full circle and we have this sprouting creators movement together with this project here that I would imagine one day we do have plans to think about how can we make this a true DAO with a voting structure. But I think everything has culminated to this point where, like Ryan had mentioned, we have a lot of super group people that have been doing very similar things over the years. A couple of others I'd like to shout out are Coordinate. A lot of people are familiar with that project. Yeah. They've been in the space for a long time, and they are also in as a co-founder with us and have been providing a lot of value with development and help with the base tools that we're building. And yeah, just Coinbase and Base, we've had great relationships with them through Own the Doge over the years. We had one of the largest airdrops ever to be done on Base back last year in the beginning of the year. Tons of people received this dog token in their wallet to the point of 1.6 million people receiving it from different communities across the ecosystem. And we've worked with them and we really have a lot of respect for what they've done. And that's why we chose, again, to drop this next token of another pet of Itsuko's called Kokoro on Base as well. So I think all of these powerhouse people and groups are aligning behind the concepts of decentralization. Lastly, to say about our project is that we've had a great relationship with many of the people in the Dogecoin realm. So a lot of people have seen the vehicle driving around. It's called the Dogeclaren. It's a McLaren that has Doge, like, just pretty much printed all over it. This amazing woman named Julia Love is the one that owned that vehicle. She tragically passed away last year, and she's dearly missed. At East Denver, we had a great memorial for her, and we still have the vehicle. Her boyfriend, very close partner that she was with, has ownership of that vehicle now, and he's going to be bringing it every year to East Denver, but I just wanted to make the point that we have a very large base. It really can't be overstated that people across the world, across many different blockchains, share the same vision that we do with the creators, that we do with Own the Doge, that we do with Base, which is decentralization, and that we do with Dogecoin. So I think that's one thing that makes us so powerful is that it's not a gated garden at all. It's very open. It's just have the right ethos, have the right mentality. If people are being deceptive and doing things that aren't right or getting caught up and we find that that's, you know, something that we're not interested to be involved in, then that's really the only caveat is having a strong core of people that are doing the right thing with the right intentions in mind.
Well, one, and
yeah, we believe that if you create something,
I was going to ask mostly like when it comes to creators, because especially seeing like the on-chain creator world and being part of the on-chain creator world, and obviously being here, like I'm all up for decentralization, but the fact that like I feel like as a creator, like decentralization so far to date, and I know you're building open source tools and everything and guide maps, has made it a lot harder sometimes for creators to achieve certain things. Like, would love to hear your thoughts on that and how you're navigating those aspects. Especially what I mean by certain things is stuff such as discoverability on chain has become a lot more complicated in terms of it's a lot more foreign than just going on YouTube. It's a lot of different approach than what we're used to as creators. So would love to hear how in the creators and what are you really doing to navigate those challenges, and maybe what are some challenges that I haven't even thought of that are big challenges for creators out there under the hood?
I think one of the things that like a lot of the upstream onboarding of creators that we've discussed, you know, and we do that in various different ways, whether in real life or online. One of the things that we've discussed is that we can't be, you know, fully abandoning Web 2 or, you know, the current distribution models while we make a transition to the new distribution models and try to experiment and find the way, you know, forward, because like it's really important that we empower creators and find them where they are and then find ways to incentivize and align incentives across the entire ecosystem. That's really where it's at. Like, I feel like it's about getting as many creators as possible together in, you know, a network, in a directory, in a place where they can communicate, that they can share their feelings, their feedback, their concerns, and really just make them feel heard by a collective or force or a group or an entity that is listening and wants to see good in the world and the balance tipped back in their favor, because I think all creators in the world can agree that they've become a commodity, that they've become just an object to be sold on the internet right now. And they're trying to find attention. They're trying to find their audience. They're trying to find the people who truly care about the content that they're making, but they're up against what is essentially the centralized cabal of advertising, of, you know, current creators that are, you know, overpowering, of, you know, algorithms and AI suggestions that are not in their favor. And it's not really geared around discovery. It's more geared around what, you know, pay to win. It's more geared around, you know, who do you know that you can like do a collab with, you know, with Mr. Beast or whatever. And that's not the way that a lot of creators want. Like, you know, if you really were to do a poll of every creator on the planet, I'm pretty sure that it would be, you know, the 1% would be like, yeah, let's keep it the current way. But the 99%, they want something to change. So that is a powerful, that's a powerful thing. If you can decentralize and get together, you know, the right branding and the right message out to the right people, that can grow and become a viral thing. So it's really just about aligning incentives. It's about finding a new path. It's about experimenting, bringing people on board, you know, large people with a large following, you know, giving them the on-chain pill, you know, kind of red pilling them onto on-chain as best we can, you know, with education and with incentive of new monetization that they have more control over. And in that way, if we, you know, we all align under the kind of same banner of, let's make the new creator economy that is made by creators and for creators, can be incredibly powerful, you know, because that's almost what we are already building, but we just need the people now. And it's just a matter of decentralizing what we've currently done with the creators. We have like some really good ideas of how people can create chapters of the creators, create, you know, pods, and this can be, you know, IRL and across digital spaces, where, you know, groups of 30 to 50 creators can form their own Voltron forces and start pushing for their own, you know, groups to come up and rise together, so that it's no longer the centralized cabal that you're relying on. We're creating a group and chapters of all of our own cabals that will start to push for all of the same agendas together. That is decentralized. That's all for us. It's democratic, the democratic cabal.
Yeah, and having like these smaller groups, which are much easier to coordinate as well. And everyone, they have their own incentives as well, but also pushing for the common agenda.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I feel the creators brand is what it was always meant to be, is just all the creators across the globe uniting under the name The Creators. Because if you create something with your soul and your time and your energy, you are a creator. You know, it doesn't matter what it is that you're creating. It doesn't matter, you know, what people might think about it right now. But if you're putting your heart into something, someone else in the world will care about it, you know, and our goal is to help you find those people, group together with them, and become powerful with them to rise together and to make things happen and to just live life, you know. Like, that's what creating is all about, is like, let's live our lives. Let's no longer have to be constrained by money, and, you know, like, let's just create things that we want to create and not have to worry about, you know, the rent, and not have to worry about the, you know, the side jobs to like support our creative gigs or what we want to do for real, because that's what we're put on this planet for. That's like the ultimate, you know, the universal creator wants us to be doing with our time and our lives, is doing things that we love and that matter, you know, for people that we love and that, you know, people that we feel matter. Yeah.
Absolutely. And to add to that, Ryan and I discussed this yesterday too. It's, you do, like you're mentioning, Chris, you do have to have strategy. You do have to have people with an inclination towards business. You do have to have leaders. And I think that that's kind of a misnomer with some of these aspirations that I see, at least thus far, toward decentralization. I don't think it's a lack of leadership. I think it's a huge group of leaders that's really going to bring us to that next level. Any person that steps up and wants to create something and wants to get out in the public eye, work with other people, collaborate, has ideas of their own and isn't afraid to say them and kind of live those out is a leader. And anybody who wants to participate, even you'll see it within every DAO, leaders will rise. There's some people that they just want to, some people want to be more in the back seat. They wait, they vote when they get the chance, and others want to step up and they want to build. And I think that this huge group of builders that's, like I said, inspired by many of those before us and during our time, like in my case, 2021 is when we started with and we're born by PleaserDAO. But then, of course, we can see the amazing work Base is doing with decentralization and inspiring builders and many others before us. That have had the same sentiment. And I think that, yeah, we need to figure out tangible streams for these creators to be able to do what they do best, but have a way to monetize that through tokenization, have a way to share in the values and the governance process of the larger group, and have a way to have smaller groups, like Ryan's saying, that kind of sprout up across the world. And I think also with the Own the Doge project, there's been some inspiration there. Ryan has helped us for, I think, about a year now with that project. And we have a lot of different groups that we've started kind of gearing that up more recently. But as an example, we have a very cool group called the Moonbarkers, which is the Africa division. And they're doing some amazing stuff. And I think it's keeping it local, too. And one other group I wanted to shout out that Own the Doge has worked with for many years that has been an inspiration in this regard is PizzaDAO. So the leader of PizzaDAO Snacks, he does some work for us as a host for our Wolf Weekly weekly episode that we have, weekly show. But I can say their DAO has done an amazing job in tandem with companies like Stand With Crypto, Unlock Protocol and others, and Own the Doge, et cetera, at kind of getting these groups together across the world. They have a map on their website, and you can see how, like, literally you have 100 countries represented and you have parties all over these different countries. I can similarly see something like this happening. Another good example is Doge Day. You have a group of people that are, going on a pilgrimage out to Doge Day in Tokyo, getting together, having ideas, creative ideas together, and just kind of camaraderie. I foresee the creators having a similar vibe, and I think one of the biggest things we have coming up, and in many ways, it's a really good thing because it's metaverse based. So you have a lot of people that can't get out of the house. Maybe they can't travel to a certain site. They're going to be able to participate now. And I think this metaverse activation is going to be a really impressive one. I'm really excited to see what we're able to build with that ClankerCon.
Yeah, it also, like, I really agree with you. And also what Ryan was saying about being a creator is about not having to worry about all the other things, like such as the rent and this and that. And it's just about focusing on creating. And what you're doing here seems to be exactly aligned with what is our deeper human nature and why we're here in the first place, from what I understand. And
absolutely.
On the other point, I was going to ask, like, would love to, like, if you can dive a bit more on ClankerCon, because what is happening over there is really something that it's quite a movement already in the ecosystem, and you're creating this event, which is probably one of the biggest metaverse events I've heard of, especially in recent months. And it can be something that can get a lot of people a lot more involved and a lot more committed to make things happen and to get to that reality where actually we can be creators and create stuff and the builders build stuff and have that intersection where things we can do together, but that will make everything a lot more enjoyable for a start and then hopefully a bit better as well.
Yeah, we're really excited about the ClankerCon convention coming up. We just confirmed that we're going to be getting it out to all the different, countries that are in the Base Global Builders Network. So we're going to be making sure that, all the builders across the globe, all the various different languages that they speak, all the updates of this event and all the, marketing and all the kind of, incoming sponsors and booths and builders that will be part of this and creators that will be part of this, you know, from all around the globe. And it will be kind of like a Base's first biggest metaverse event focused around builders and creators, which is huge because if you think about it, you know, most of these events, the IRL ones that we've been to, like ETH Denver or, you know, ETH SF or, you know, even, you know, South by Southwest or any kind of other examples, you have to be there in person. You know, you can't like, you know, try and participate from afar because it just doesn't work. You have to be there in person among people in order for it to work. And not everyone can go. And there's a huge barrier to entry. And there's the possibility is so much greater when you take away that physical location, you know, and those boundaries and you make it borderless and you make it online. You not only can you have people attending from all around the globe, you know, all getting together and networking, you know, showcasing their works or, you know, finding cool partnerships, possibilities, alignments, you know, across the entire ecosystem, but you also have the ability for brands and for people and for personalities and mascots and characters to have storytelling. You can actually have narratives. You can have, you know, stuff that is technically possible IRL, but like you had to spend a lot of money for, you know, to present something on a high level narratively IRL. So, you know, in the metaverse, it's very easy to do something creatively and with imagination without a lot of overhead. And it makes it possible for, you know, brands to really tell their story and to like get people deep into the lore and for communities to like really explore that lore that they've created together and like see it in action, maybe for the first time for some of them. So that's something that we're really excited about with the assets that we're building and the sponsors and the brands that are coming through. You know, these are assets that can live on beyond this event, and a lot of them will be living on. You know, we're making events, environments, props, characters, avatars, vehicles, things that all can be used in future games, events, metaverses of, you know, that belong to each individual project that comes through. So not only is it an investment in getting more eyes onto your brand and onto the various different products and builders and creators and ideas that are out here, but it's also a way for those ideas to bootstrap their way to something new, for them to explore something, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it's I can definitely see it. And being like borderless and in the metaverse, it's a very efficient use of the metaverse for something that's actually can make a difference for a lot of people. And if I'm not wrong, like there's going to be, you're aiming for like 20,000 participants. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're projecting that we will have about 20,000, maybe more. Like the past events that that have been hosted by this group of founders, Jordan Charters, actually, he may actually be hopping in here. He just mentioned, but the past events have had 10,000-15,000 attendees on being the biggest metaverse conventions on Polygon. Now, I personally feel like Base is a lot more active than Polygon was at the times of those conventions. So I feel like there's a potential for that 20,000 figure to actually be blown way out of the water. It really depends because like we have a reach of several million people through the Base Global Builders and all of our media partners that we've been signing up. So would love to have you guys on board as a media partner as well at the Optimism Show. And that way we can have that be part of the distribution channels for all the creators and activity that comes out through this event on the Superchain.
Yeah, absolutely. And also like having like Base there and building it through the Base Builder Network. Like it seems like, especially with the recent initiatives that Base has had for creators, or at least what they said they're going to do, like it's directly aligned with where the entire ecosystem is headed in the first place. It's just figuring out creators, figuring out builders, and let's see what that combination and bridging those gaps can actually bring to the world in the first place. Because it's from So far, like going back to the initial topic and like from my perspective, it's those interactions between creators and builders haven't been really explored in the world, at least not widespread to date. So I'm very curious to see what happens over there.
I think that's part of what we're building that kind of brings us to our next topic as well of the creator directory and the create on base hub and its connection with the build on base hub and the builder network. We're building something that works in parallel with the largest network of builders and the most prolific network of builders that I think crypto has seen, the base builder network. I think there's such a force behind the builders on base, and there's such a potential for all of the creators on base and globally to align with those builders in the right structure. So we're building those structures right now. The first one is the creator directory. It's going to be the official kind of directory of any creator who wants to be listed in a decentralized, you know, creator listing that can then be imported into any other app across the base ecosystem that wants to have a listing of creators. So this can be used in freelance style websites and apps. It can be used in portfolio style networks, LinkedIn's, any kind of apps that you may want to use that in. And we'll be building our own as well. Like the creator directory itself will be its own standalone mini app that will work in, that will be featured in the Coinbase wallet and also on Warpcast. So it'll have its own main distribution for creators who really want to get noticed. This will be the first primary way for them to have distribution across all of these kind of decentralized channels that are being built. So yeah, really great products that are being built from there too.
Yeah. And it also makes perfect sense. Like having access, giving builders access to all this decentralized channels and creators as well. Like it's, I personally find it like a very interesting intersection of introducing centralization, sort of, where it actually makes sense in a way that it makes sense, not just to like for personal benefit, but for actually for everyone's benefit by having this directory and by helping people navigate through it in the first place. And I'm really curious, like as a creator, so let's say a new creator comes in, like, what are the steps that you would like them to take first to be more engaged in the creators in the first place and to be able to contribute the best to the ecosystem as well?
I would say the first step would be to make sure to have a base name. You know, you can get your base name at base.org. Make sure that you get that because that's actually going to be a requirement for joining the creator directory. The next thing is just make something, like mint something. Zora is a good place to mint. Highly recommend just posting something like, let's post this video that we're making right now on Zora just to show folks how easy it is. And like, I feel like that could be, that's essentially the only two requirements that it takes to be a creator is just start making something, just start using your energy, your time, your soul, whatever you want to put into it, and just start creating on chain and start putting it out there. There's going to be a lot of really great tools that will be coming through after we launch the creator directory. We're going to be putting together the create on base hub. So all of the different, you know, creative industries, whether you're an artist, a musician, you want to launch merch, you want to launch an event in the metaverse, you want to, you know, create art, you want to, you know, release your music to the world. You know, any type of creative industry, we've got a department and a head and a lead at the creators that's focused on, you know, building those inroads, building the education, helping to find the tools out there in the community that are being built by the builders, and then including all of these tools, these no code tools in a hub where creators will be able to just come in and just click through and, you know, create anything they want, like, you know, with no code, very easily, all from one place. And then be able to interface with builders to make custom projects of their own. So it's going to be essentially just a big collaborative co-working space and discovery network that will allow creators to just do what they want, free themselves up, you know, from the the chains of having to, you know, find work elsewhere, and be able to just put their full effort and time into just being a creator and, you know, just find their own audience and find their own distribution with people who care about what they're doing.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense because, like, it's also flips on its head the current creator cabal, like, let's call it like that, or the pyramid or whatever it is, where one corporation controls everything to giving power back to the creators, which I would imagine would actually bring quite some waves into the media landscape and quite change how media companies operate, not only creators, but actually how media companies, including news, will be structured in the coming years and how all of that will eventually change.
Well, we definitely believe that the decentralized mainstream is on its way. The mainstream is currently controlled by, you know, centralized entities that dictate the algorithms and AIs and, you know, top influencers and paid, you know, advertisers that are paying to get to the top. And we're really pushing for a very different model of the mainstream that is essentially the new alpha is creativity. If we can encourage a cultural movement where people can recognize creativity again and appreciate it once more and be rewarded for that, then we create an incentive structure where we now have people who are actively learning to become art critics and enthusiasts again, people who are learning to appreciate music again for what it is, people who are learning to be, you know, a patron of the arts, something that only gets said in higher circles these days, if you hear those words said. And it needs to be something that is ubiquitous across the common man. Like, the common man should be a patron of the arts for their own sake, because the arts elevate our soul. The arts are able to bring us to a nirvana, if you think about it. And we've lost that connection. We've lost that connection with what is really truly beautiful in life. And I feel like we've got the ability with the decentralized ethos of Ethereum and Base, we've got the ability to kind of rewrite and to create a new cultural movement that creators are going to have the power again. The creators that are currently feeling like they're a commodity and an object to be sold in the system, we're going to become the new system together. Yeah. Because it's going to be created by the creators and for the creators. And we'll be able to finally have on the world stage what if you're a brand new creator and you just started creating something, and you get like 1,000 likes, you deserve to be on the world stage that day so that you can then get even higher. You know what I mean? Like it you deserve to have rewards for the merit that you bring with your creativity and what you do with your time and your energy and your soul. That's what we believe, that if you are doing something with your time and your energy and your soul, you're creating something that matters to you, that makes you a creator.
Exactly. It's really about going back to what truly our nature is as human in the first place, and not necessarily not building a system or not building things for the system, but actually building things for human nature and how we operate and how we would like to see the world as it is. Simple as that, I would say.
Yeah, I think you'll find that 99% of creators around the world will agree that they don't want to be a commodity anymore. And all it takes is the right message and the right structures for everyone to align and to start creating a better world together.
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect sense, and it's definitely something that we're all striving here to achieve. But Ryan, Smoke, is there anything else that maybe I should have asked you that I haven't asked you so far?
I feel like the only things that I have as takeaways for us are, look out for ClankerCon if you want to come and be a creator or a builder or have your brand featured. Come and come and join. We've got an open Telegram group. I'll give you the link that we can include with the post that this might go out with. And then also take a look at the Creators Collective. We've got a lot of amazing projects that are part of the collective, including On the Doge, including Rift, including Based Farcast, including Coordinate, including Luminode, a lot of amazing projects that are all pushing for a decentralized future. You can discover them all at the Creators, and you can keep up with what we're doing in our public Telegrams and on our social feeds. And yeah, just like follow what we're doing. And if you're building something too for creators, get in touch because we've got a place for you. We've got a place for you on the Create on Base Hub for creators to come and discover the tool that you're building, get educated on how to use it, and to just get out there. A lot of creative people just need that guidance. They're not as organizational as the builders of the world. So the builders build the structures, but a lot of times forget that a lot of the creators need guidance to come and build on top of that and to build the attractions and the cool stuff to bring the consumers into this vast ecosystem that we're all building. So that's what we feel is like, that's the kind of the foundation. It was all just memes at first, right? We were just memeing and just having a good time, and it was just tokens and memes. And then all of a sudden we started building on top of those memes, and we were like, all right, what's the point of all this? We're building now. We're going to build something that's like the future. And we actually did. We started building something that is going to be the future. And on top of what we've built, it's now time for the narrative layer, for the storytelling layer, for the IP layer, for the creative layer. Like all of that together combined forms this new economy that brings the consumers into on-chain, and the next billion will come. So we see it. We see the vision very strongly. And if you see it with us, let's come and join and let's do it together.
Let's do it together. It makes perfect sense. Like really create, adding the creativity in there, and like, so we can move and create the future that we'd all like to live in while we're living inside of it as we're creating as well. Well, Brian Smoke, it was an absolute pleasure actually having you here today. And thank you for sharing all of these things. And thank you for also bringing a bit of the philosophical aspect of how you make things work, because I think we need more of that in the space to really understand the deep reason why some things are happening in the first place. Like, I think more projects should share that in the first place.
Yeah, we believe that. You need optimism, right? You need to be based, and you need to be optimistic about the future.
Exactly.
Without question. And I think that you need to tie that with tangible actions. So I've seen groups where it's all philosophy and that doesn't go far. And I've seen groups where it's all about how do we make token go up, and that really doesn't go far either, because it doesn't have that cultural aspect. It doesn't have that human touch and that love for creativity that this group that we're kind of creating together and along with the community has. So I think that we really have a lot of these pieces in place where we have the movers and shakers, the people that know how to get things done, and we have a very high level philosophical view on the right and true way to treat creators and people in this space. And I think some of the predatory or kind of obsessed with price-like behaviors that we've seen in crypto have actually been a really big turnoff for your average person who's come in and maybe they found an NFT collection they loved and they said, you know, I love this art, I'm going to collect it. But then all of a sudden when they get into group chats, people are freaking out and talking about where are the devs and, you know, and all this crazy stuff, acting like they're at the Mohican Sun or one of the casinos. And I think there's a lot more to this space than that, a lot more value. The reality is that we're building a new world together. Coinbase has talked about this. A lot of projects have, but we all know that blockchain technology is here to stay. We know that some of these high level things like automated vehicles are running based upon smart contracts. So we're quite literally, you know, building the world together. And I think that doing it in a way that is sustainable and kind and hopeful and not based upon just the bottom line, based upon the beauty of art, creation and innovation, breaking things to make things better, is something that we really take seriously and are very proud to be involved with.
Exactly. Like, really, let's make things better and let's stay based and optimistic. And really looking forward personally to ClankerCon as well. Like, I think that would be an amazing event. So let's go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited about that as well. So that's going to be in late May. Signups are happening right now. There's a ticket waitlist at thecreators.com if you want to get your email in there for the main event ticket, general admission. And we're going to have some amazing giveaways and a digital NFT swag bag by Rift. That's going to be really amazing. You know, a loot box that will be activated by various different, things at the event. So that'll be really fun.
Absolutely. And to add to that, Own the Doge is sponsoring a Build in Public kind of weekly event that Ryan's going to be hosting. I'll be there. We'll likely have Jordan from Rift as well and some of the community to kind of get a look at what does the landscape look like now? What is the vision? What is the kind of overarching storyline behind ClankerCon and the potential for it? And there's going to be opportunity for people to come in and say, actually look through different items that could be purchased from Unity to be able to implement. And also think about ways that we can gamify it as well. So we're going to have some different high-level podcasters coming in throughout the next couple of months. We're going to have DJs come through to help for the party vibes. Ryan's going to be Doge, like you see him here. So that's going to be super fun. And then we're going to have opportunities to earn as well. So we have Create Token. That's the token of our collective. And then we're also going to have partner tokens like FCast, Dog Token, which is the Own the Doge flagship token, and Kokoro as well. And there's going to be opportunities for people to come in, walk around the metaverse, party, think about what we can build together, but also have the opportunity to maybe find a secret item, kind of like an Easter egg hunt or a scavenger hunt. And if they find these items, they're going to have the opportunity to collect some tokens as well.
Amazing. Like, that's like very, very interesting combination of like how you're approaching the metaverse as well. Smoke, Ryan, it was an absolute pleasure, honestly, having you here today. Thank you for bringing the positive vibes and the energy. And until next time, we stay in touch.